Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Jacob Grinspan.
This happened in 1989, September 6th. I came to South Florida from the former Soviet Union. We were the fifth family that arrived to South Florida directly from the Soviet Union. Four families that left before us, they quickly left. I remained here. All of them generally went to New York. When Gorbachev opened the door to Jewish immigration, the United States started to close the door. So they demanded to have a guarantor or a sponsor for every immigrant that come. And I didn't have any relatives or friends here that I knew of. But I remember that years ago, after Stalin's death, two of my father's sisters who emigrated to Argentina and Mexico wrote a letter to my father. He was afraid to answer, but when I decided to emigrate, I asked my sister if by any chance she kept the papers of my father. And to my surprise, she had two envelopes with two addresses. So I wrote two letters with my broken English with the help of a dictionary. And to my surprise again, I received an answer from my cousin from Argentina who didn't know about me and I didn't know about her. So I wrote another letter and asked if we have relatives in the United States. And she answered me and told, yeah, that the older sisters immigrated to the United States and her son lives in South Florida. And she gave me the address and the address happened to be in Margate. So that's how I came to South Florida. When I came here and we stepped out of the airport and went into some multi-storied building, I was shocked. It was so hot and the building didn't have any walls. I asked the lady who met us, what is it? And she told me, it's a car garage. I never saw a parking garage. So I met my cousin and we talked a little bit with my broken English. And then he went to bring a car and I went into the back to put my luggage in and I read Oldsmobile. So I knew what is automobile because it's the Russian word too. So I decided that Oldsmobile is an automobile for old people. Later I found that I was right. So we came to their apartment. It was late at night. It was the longest day in my life. We passed four airports, Rome, New York, Charlotte, and then Fort Lauderdale. So we talked a little bit and we went to sleep. The next morning, because of the time difference, I woke up early and like 6 o'clock I was outside and the first time I saw the palm trees. It was an experience to get used to what's going on here. For example, when the friends of my cousin came and they asked me, how are you? And I started to explain how I am. And my cousin's wife, Evelyn, she told, you know, just say that you are good, and that's it. And I remember an anecdote that we have in Odessa, the humorous capital of Russia. Boris, why don't you ask me how I am? Rosa, how are you? Oi, don't even ask. So I understand that you have to just answer good, and that's it. Then next day we went to Social Security office, and on the way I saw subway, and I said, oh, good, you have a subway, so I don't need a car. And they told me, no, it's a chain that says sandwiches. I wondered why it's a chain that sends sandwiches. Then we went to Social Security, and the lady asked me some questions. One of the questions was nationality. And it's a word close to a Russian word. And I told her that I'm Jewish. That was my nationality in Russia. And she told me, no, this is not right. You, where are you from? I tell her, Russian. And she said, so you are Russian. You know, when in Russia it was a benefit to me to be Russian, I was a Jewish. When I came here, I suddenly became Russian. When I came home and told my friends about this experience, my friend Alex told me, you know, there is an anecdote that a man filled out paperwork, and like you, he put nationality, he put Jewish, and on the line sex, he put three times a week. And when he submitted the paperwork, the lady told him, you have to write man or a woman. And he told, oh, it doesn't matter to me. And I became so comfortable with America that I consider myself a native South Floridian.
Jacob Grinspan with a story about being one of the first Russian Jews in South Florida.
It's quite a story. And the way he tells it is a great example of knowing as much about a person from how he tells the story as what he actually says in the story.
What do you mean?
I was hoping you'd ask. Well, we've got so much humor in this story. We don't need to be told that Odessa is the humor capital of Russia, which I never heard before. Odessa being, of course, in Ukraine, but it was in the Soviet Union.
Well, before we go on, 1989, that's obviously when Russians were allowed to come to South Florida or emigrate at all.
Russian Jews were
Russian
allowed
Jews.
To come.
So I imagine the conditions inside Russia weren't that good for Jews.
Were not that good for Jews at all. And it was a very big deal to be able to get out. And here is a guy who can't stop cracking jokes. And we get two full-blown jokes, and we get a lot of little funny asides of things that he thought were one thing and were another. He has a marvelous sense of humor, and that says everything about somebody who had to go through so much trauma. Not being able to practice their religion was only a small part of it. Not being able to be in certain fields, not being able to do certain things that Russian nationals were allowed to do because he was of a minority group. And he bore it all with humor and with strength. There is just so much depth to this story, and yet the South Florida angle is so charming. Seeing a building that has no walls, even with all the heat, oh, it turns out it's a parking garage. Seeing, they have subways here, great thing, I don't need a car. Well, actually, that's a hamburger chain. And my favorite, an automobile for elderly people, an Oldsmobile.
It was a culture shock back then, but I'm sure Soviet Union now has parking lots.
And of course, with the more movies you see, the more you get used to things, mm-hmm. of course. So maybe by now, Subway has done enough product placement that people in Russia actually know what a Subway sandwich shop
is. I'm sure. If not Subway, McDonald's and Burger King and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
At least. But I really find that this is the 30th anniversary of Jacob's arrival here, and I really find that it is both disturbing and perhaps a little amazing that the story is so timely today, that with our immigration woes today in this country, and how people have been coming to this country for hundreds of years and having their immigration problems and their troubles and challenges with acclimating to a new culture. It's a 30-year-old story, but it's as fresh today as it was then.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand there's a storytelling event tonight.
Yes, a storytelling slam while you're listening to the final words and tunes of Michael's show. You can be driving to the Mad Robot Brewing Company in Boca Raton, 2621 North Federal Highway, for a $100 story slam.
And if our listeners would like to tell a South Florida story here on the Public Storyteller, how can they get in touch with you?
Send an email to cneil, that's N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at WLRN.org, Click Radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.